Second podcast, Transitions in Action, How to Cultivate and Develop Your Career. Part 2 of 3, The Career Management Cycle. Welcome to this podcast on Transitions in Action, How to Cultivate and Develop Your Career. The podcast is in 3 parts. The second session concentrates on the career management cycle. In the first part of the podcast series, we considered how life transitions can have an impact on our career. Did you know there was such a thing as a career management cycle? It makes sense that there would be an approach to it, and that you may have gone through it perhaps without consciously realising it. The cycle itself is comprised of 4 key stages. Stage 1, self-awareness. Stage 2, career exploration. Stage 3, career decision-making. And stage 4, plan implementation. Throughout your life, you will go through these stages more than once. I will explain each stage in more depth. Remember that throughout this series of podcasts, the aim is that you can use the tools and techniques not only to help yourself, but apply them to other people. The career management cycle allows you to carry out a career health check and to identify areas that you need to focus on for your future career planning and development. In the first stage, self-awareness, it is useful to think about what is really important to you in terms of your values and beliefs. If your values and beliefs are not aligned with where you work, then you can continue in a career for the short to medium term, but it isn't sustainable in the long term. There are 6 key areas to consider. With each one, think about how important it is to you and start to create a checklist. 1. People. How important is it that you work with people in teams? Is it important to you that you work with people who have similar values to yourself? 2. Environment. How important is your work environment to you? Are you happy to work behind a desk, or do you need to be on the go all day? Is it important to you that you're in a modern office, or has it not even entered your mind? 3. Location. Where do you ideally want to be based? Geographically speaking, what is the labour market like in that area? Are there any likelihood of job opportunities? Are you prepared to travel? How far is acceptable? 4. Money. Be honest with yourself. For some people, money is not a driver to career satisfaction, but for others, it's really important. The reality of this is that there may be some job opportunities that may sound exciting, but financially they don't have the return that is required in order for you to sustain the lifestyle that you need. 5. Tasks. What do you really enjoy doing, both in a work and non-work context? If you were to leave the role that you are currently doing, what would you really miss? Consider this question. What else do I need in my life that is at present not available from my role? Is it people, environment, specific aspects of the job or organisation? 6. How? How do you like to work? Do you need flexibility to your working week? How would you describe your current working style? And how would you like to work in the future? By thinking through each of these areas, then you can start to create a checklist that will help you to identify any areas of change, what to prioritise first, and how prepared you are to make a change. There is a checklist that accompanies this podcast. This is entitled Creating a Checklist. Stage 2 of the career management cycle is career exploration. In this stage, you are generating career ideas, either to cultivate and develop your career in your chosen industry, or alternatively to look for options outside of your sector. Questions that may be useful to ask yourself and undertake further research on are: 1. What have people from similar backgrounds to yourselves gone on to do? 2. What steps do I need to undertake to explore this career idea further? Do I need to undertake additional training? Is this a growing employment area? And finally, how much will it cost me in time, money, and emotional effort to pursue this route? As well as listening to this series of podcasts, the Selling Your Strengths and Skills will be a great accompaniment to stage 2. stage three of the career management cycle is career decision making. And this can often be the hardest one to do. For some people, writing the pros and cons down of a career decision can help them to logically come to a decision. Professor John Crumbolt of Stanford University has developed a theory called planned happenstance of career planning. The essence is that it recognises that there is an element of chance in many career decisions. If you think back to your own career, has it been a series of carefully thought out steps, or were there instances where the direction of your career changed based on a chance encounter that you had, in essence, an unplanned opportunity? To accompany this podcast, there is a worksheet entitled Planned Happenstance and Career Decision Making. The final stage of the career management cycle is plan implementation. In essence, you are putting a plan in place to bring your career decision to fruition. In this stage, you're really starting to think about how you obtain your career goals. By identifying any obstacles to your progression, this can help you to work out what you need to plan first. If you are thinking about going for an internal promotion, then is your CV up to date? When was the last time you had an interview? Is there an opportunity for you to practice beforehand? Alternatively, you may be going to your next appraisal and you want to make sure that you highlight all the achievements that you have made, as you would like to take on additional responsibility in your current role. When you reach the stage of the career management cycle, remember to listen to the two excellent podcasts on how to create an effective CV and preparing for interview. The next podcast in this series looks at challenges to career progression and concentrates on the concept of imposter phenomena.